The Divine Mission. The history of human life and civilization is far older and greater than today's understanding of science has yet discovered. In a time very long ago, early in human existence on this planet, life and people were very different from today. That time was called the Satya Yuga, the age of truth and enlightenment. The men and women of that time were rishis, enlightened beings with siddhic power. They were more wondrous than we can conceive. They were a perfect expression of humanity's divine nature. People lived for tens and hundreds of thousands of years and dedicated their lives to the welfare of society. They saw all living and non-living beings as expressions of God consciousness. They understood the reality of human incarnation as divine. Every life is an embodiment of the consciousness of God. The primacy of the feminine aspect of God, the Divine Mother, was shared by all. God is both mother and father, feminine and masculine. They worship the Divine Mother as the force behind all creation and revered nature as the sublime expression of the Mother God. They saw all of nature as a manifestation of the Mother. Nature was their teacher. They discovered secrets hidden in nature and learned the mysteries of creation. They dedicated their lives to meditating and connecting to God as Mother, who revealed everything to them. The Divine Mother said, "One body of knowledge would be especially important to enlighten humanity at the end of our current age, the Kali Yuga." She foretold it would be the knowledge humankind needed to bring a new era of truth and enlightenment. The Divine Mother instructed these ancient rishis to carefully protect and preserve this knowledge for humanity's time of need. This knowledge was passed on orally, then later written down in palm leaf manuscripts. Over the eons that followed, these manuscripts were hidden and protected, and when the passage of time made it necessary, were copied onto new palm leaves. Copying them protected and preserved them. As the progression of ages unfolded and humanity's fall from divine qualities progressed, the knowledge was held by a few. Now, through Divine Mother's grace, this knowledge was revealed to the world for the first time through Sri Kaleshwar. In 1997, Sri Kaleshwar introduced these ancient practices for the first time when he taught the Five Elements process in America. He shared the practices from the palm leaves that Jesus had done, practices rishis themselves used to awaken yogic powers and divine consciousness. For example, the Sapta Rishi channels, the holy womb chakra discovered by Vishwamitra Maharshi 7,000 years ago, and Patanjali Shakti, discovered by Bruga Maharshi. Perhaps the most powerful and perfect demonstration to date of the fruition of the ancient knowledge is the life of Mother Mary. 2,000 years ago, in a lifetime culminating thousands of previous lifetimes' practice, Mary demonstrated the divine potential of every woman, creating the crystal diamond soul known as Jesus in her womb. The ancient knowledge reveals the spiritual technology of enlightening a soul in the womb. More than anyone else, Jesus and Mary are demonstrations. More than anyone else, Jesus and Mary are demonstrations of what is possible for all of humanity through these practices. In the 17th century, a great rishi, Virabhramendra, prophesies the birth and life of a saint who would bring the fruition of the divine mission. These predictions are written in a famous palm leaf manuscript in India called the Kalidyana. Virabhramendra is known as the Nostradamus of India. The manuscript contains future prophecies for India and the world. In it, he predicted that a young man would come at the turn of the century and live by the side of Penaconda Mountain and bring knowledge of how to reach Mother Divine to the world. That is Sri Kaleshwar.